This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Alabama Public Charter School Commission is scheduled to vote Monday on a proposed charter school in Birmingham's Woodlawn neighborhood. The Birmingham School Board recently rejected the I-3 Academy's application. Officials with the proposed charter school appealed to the state. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart spoke with WBHM host Janae Pierre about the latest developments.
First, give us a bit of background on charter schools and the situation in Birmingham.
For starters, you have to know that charter schools are public schools. They receive public funds, but state law gives them flexibility to operate with a separate board. The schools have to have clear plans and goals for student achievement. The Birmingham School Board can authorize charter schools to operate in the district, but it rejected the I-3 Academy application because the board says organizers left out key information like how they're going to transport students and how they'll teach students with disabilities. So I-3 appealed to the State Charter Schools Committee.
What do parents and people in the community have to say about I-3 Academy and charter schools?
I attended a public hearing in Woodlawn earlier this week. Several people spoke in favor of the proposed charter school. I-3 Academy would be a K-5 school in the Woodlawn area with enrollment of about 400 students. Enrollment would be open to any student who lives in Birmingham. Mari Robinson has a 2-year-old, and he says he's thinking ahead. He says he wants his child to have options.
We are allowing subpar to invade our community. And so at what point are we going to stop and say, let's try something different?
Robinson says many Birmingham schools rank poorly on achievement measures. And to him, the high turnover in school superintendents is a sign of instability.
Was there anyone there in opposition to the schools?
Yes. I also spoke with Ronald Jackson, a longtime education advocate and critic of charter schools. He says charter schools aren't the elixir for what ails Birmingham schools. An independent team reviewed the I-3 application and reported to the Birmingham School Board, saying that I-3 Academy did not give enough information about grants and other funding sources. That troubles Jackson.
Money is the mother milk of education. If you cannot have sound financials, you're whistling Dixie.
So what's the outlook like for charter schools in Birmingham?
This is the third time the Birmingham School Board has rejected a charter school application. In 2017, it rejected the application for Star Academy, which is now moving forward as Legacy Prep. The school is scheduled to open in August on the former Daniel Payne Middle School campus in West Birmingham. It's unclear what's happening with the other charter school applicant that was rejected at that time.
So what happens next?
Well, the State Charter School Commission is scheduled to meet on Monday. They will review the comments from the hearing in Woodlawn, and I-3 Academy will have an opportunity to make a case for why they should be allowed to open in Birmingham. Now, the commission will also hear a report from an independent team that reviewed the application on behalf of the state. As for the transportation, I-3 Academy organizers say that transportation will be provided and the plan will be developed once they know where the students are located. And when it comes to special education services, those services will be based on the individual needs for students. Now, former State Superintendent of Education Tommy Bice is one of the leaders in this effort, and he says the budget has all but about $200,000 of what's needed for the programs. He says that sources for those funds have already been identified.
That's WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart speaking with WBHM host Janae Pierre.